update from yesterday's DHB letter asking for help that never got passed on to anyone. So a year ago, the DHBs collectively wrote to MB voicing concern over pending staffing issues. That letter never got passed on to anybody. Andrew Little says he only saw it last month. Anyway, he is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
In a weird way, it sort of doesn't matter who saw what, why, when and how. As a minister in charge of all of this, you should have been cognizant of what's going on and be aware of the staffing crisis in the health system anyway, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I think the staffing crisis that the letter was about was actually about DHBs who were busy trying to recruit health workers while the borders were closed, not getting spaces in MIQ. Mm. I was aware of that because I'd intervened about three times with both private and public health employers who couldn't get places in MIQ. I was originally told there were guaranteed places. It was pretty apparent to me after the third time I'd intervened that there weren't guaranteed places. And we sorted that out by October last year. We had a commitment of 300 guaranteed places per month. That's what that letter was about. The issue, the ongoing issue of vacancies, you know, in fact, chronic vacancies in the health system, was well known, both to the chief executives of the DHBs and me. But that's why, you know, they were charged with doing everything they could to recruit people into it, and then including getting people across the border. And they felt that they were being obstructed in that.
They were.
They were being, that's right. We had to fix the MIQ system.
Well, you didn't fix it, you alleviated it, didn't you? I mean, no one fixed the MIQ system because it never solved the problem, because we got the problem as we sit here this morning.
Well, we still have, that problem goes back some time. We had MIQ system in place from the end of last year, we got the guaranteed places, but then MIQ's gone now, we're still recruiting.
But the 300 places, could you have done more? A, in the first place, they shouldn't have had the trouble. B, there should have been more than three. In other words, we should have been able to solve the problem because we knew this was going to come back and blow up in our face.
I think the problem became apparent last year. I mean, during the full time of COVID, the kind of roughly 2 years that the borders were basically closed, there was over 5,000 health workers across the border to pick up positions here. Over 2,000 of those were nurses. So we were recruiting and we were getting people across the border. By the middle of last year, it was apparent that whatever system was in place to allow that to happen wasn't working, broken down. And we didn't have the guaranteed places. We had to sort out the guaranteed places.
Is part of the problem and the reason, and I don't want to relitigate MIQ because I'll end up with a headache, but is part of the problem is the DHBs write to MB, MB don't pass on. Is there something fundamentally wrong with the public service in this country that they don't want to help?
Well, to the extent that the problem that the DHB chief executives were writing about was an MIQ problem that was impeding their ability to recruit, MB was the right place to go because MB was running MIQ.
Yeah, but so MB didn't do anything about it.
Well, they eventually did.
Well, after what? You got involved.
Yes, they did indeed. Yeah, because
are they incompetent?
MB? No, not at all. No, they're a big organisation, but they did.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
They ran a complex system, and they ran it as well as they could.
Okay. Bloody hell. Can I ask you about this tragedy in Christchurch? Can I ask you about this tragedy in Christchurch, this stabbing? Mm. And you knew about this because the hospital doesn't have enough staff and they told you they don't have enough staff. This guy's out on community leave, quote unquote, and goes and stabs a person. Is that on you?
Well, I became aware of the pressures on forensic mental health at the end of last year, and I wrote to Director General of Health saying this concerned me. Is it an issue of resources? What is the issue? He wrote back to me and assured me that they were dealing with it, both he and the Director of Mental Health were dealing with it. I haven't had any other issues raised with me. With the issue in Christchurch, this was a person who was in the care of mental health services. The decision to release somebody in his situation is a clinical decision. And my experience and observation of those decisions is they are not lightly made. In any event, that decision was made. I wrote to the Director of Mental Health yesterday to say, or to ask for an assurance that situation will be fully investigated. I understand the police have got their investigation, what have you, but this was a person who was in the care of mental health services, who was released, who was clearly a risk to members of the public, and I think, you know, the public are entitled to have an assurance about what's set behind that.
Well, they don't have an assurance. This person did.
So I think we are entitled to have an assurance about what sat behind the decision to release the person. That's why I've asked the Director of Mental Health to ensure that there is an investigation.
So what you know is that the facility at Hill Morton was operating only 12 of its 15 beds. They were running a wait list for acutely unwell patients, a wait list. And so you know as well as I do that when it comes to releasing people in the community, if you're running a service that's not running properly, the decisions you make are not the decisions you want to make. They're the decisions you have to make, because it's not being properly run.
So the question is whether this person was under an order, and that has to be established, and therefore whether the decision to release him in the community on Saturday was for a limited period of time, a temporary period of time.
What's it matter?
And if there were conditions...
Andrew, just step back a moment and be a human being.
Yeah.
What's it matter?
Yeah.
Person's dead.
It matters.
You're dealing with the semantics of it. Did they have an order? Were they? It doesn't matter. A person got let out of a mental health facility and they killed somebody. That's on you, and that's on the system.
We have people in forensic mental health facilities up and down the country who are a risk to others and potentially to themselves. So they are under pretty strict orders. The decision to release somebody, even temporarily, is a decision that is and should not be lightly taken. And so I think we do need to know what the circumstances were here. This is a person that was already in the care of mental health services. They were released into the community. We need to know what the conditions were around.
Yeah, but my argument is, as it seems fairly obvious to me, is part of the decision will be made around the fact that they were so stretched, they will have felt forced to make a decision that under normal circumstances they may not have.
Well, that's why we need to know.
What are you going to do about it?
We need to know what the basis of that person being in the mental health facility was, if they were committed there. Therefore, what the basis of even a temporary release into the community was, and if there were any conditions attached to it. It does matter. These things matter.
Yes, of course they do. As a minister, do you carry any level of responsibility about this or not?
My responsibility is to make sure that the system is funded and to make sure that the system is operating within its capacity. That was what I wrote to the Director General of Health about at the end of last year.
Do you reckon it is?
We know that the whole health system is under pressure at the moment.
No, but specifically Hill Morton, running 12 or 15 beds, do you think it's running the way you would want it to run as a minister?
That's why we've invested in new facilities. That's why the big building program at Hill Morton at the moment to increase its capacity. So that work is underway at the moment because it has been under capacity for some time.
You don't sound like you're particularly bothered about the death of a person.
I have expressed my condolences to the family. It's a tragic situation. Nobody should be put in that situation. I'm the minister responsible for a system, and where clinical judgments are made. I don't get to make clinical judgments, but I'm entitled to know or be reassured that the circumstances in which that judgment was made was the best they possibly could be.
All right, appreciate your time. Andrew Little, Health Minister.